The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, with him and brought them up to a high mountain privately. There he was transfigured in front of them, and his face radiated light like the sun, and his garments became brilliant white like light. And suddenly they also saw Moses and Elijah with them, conversing together. So Peter responded and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, we can make three shrines here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, all at once a cloud radiating light enveloped them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were extremely afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Get up and don't be afraid." And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Don't tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he answered and said, "Elijah certainly is coming and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come." But they did not recognize him and treated him however they wished. Start Dyer Commentary. Notice that there are two comings of Elijah mentioned here, one in the past and one yet in the future. End Dyer Commentary. In the same way, the Son of Man will also suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the crowd, a man came to him kneeling and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is epileptic and suffers severely, for he frequently falls into the fire and into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I endure you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured from that time on. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" And he said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to over there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." And while they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man will be delivered up into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." And they were very sad. And when they had come to Capernaum, those who received the double drachma tax came to Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the double drachma tax?" He answered, "Yes." So when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth receive toll or tribute? From their sons or from foreigners?" And when he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Therefore the sons are free. But so that we don't offend them, go to the sea, throw in a hook, and take the first fish which comes up. When you have opened his mouth, you will find a stater coin. Take that and give it to them for me and for you." The end of Matthew chapter 17.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.